Do you know some Italian words?
I do. I know a beautiful Italian phrase, a very poetic phrase. Wow. Che cazzo fai? BSMT.
Bella raga, nuovo appuntamento, nuovo Passa dal Basement, bentornati, nuova puntata incredibile, mi verrebbe da dire, lo so, ultimamente sto utilizzando spesso la parola incredibile, l'aggettivo incredibile, però raga non so, ditemi voi davvero, perché io se no ho finito le parole, se non è questo incredibile, che cosa lo è, perché sta succedendo. Innanzitutto ciao, io sono Gianluca Gazzoli, se ancora non l'avete fatto vi va, iscrivetevi a questo canale se ci state guardando e ascoltando su YouTube, se ci state ascoltando su Spotify, grandi, continuate a farlo anche lì, oggi a maggior ragione credo sia importante ascoltarci e vederci, perché signori sta succedendo davvero. Tra l'altro, per la prima volta nella sua vita è ospite all'interno di un podcast e lo fa qui al Basement, perché signore e signori, giuro non è clickbait, dal Basement, from 30 Seconds to Mars, è passato Jared Leto. Hi man, how are you doing?
You know, I have to say, brother, you have a good head of hair. Wow.
Ooh. Wow. But I you mean, too. No, you no, too. No.
This is a mess. No, but your hair.
Wow. Thank you, man.
You have the thickest head. Is it true? I mean, is it true? Look at this hair.
Yeah, thank you.
You have the thickest head of hair I ever seen. You're never
going to. Wow. Go, but no, it's you, an honor. It's
if
an
you
honor.
Live to 300 years old, you're never going to lose your hair.
Yeah, and then I can tell you my secret.
Okay, good. After. I'll tell you my secret.
Share our secret together, wow. Please.
Yeah, man.
It's a great honor. It's a great
thank
honor
you.
To have you
well,
here.
Thank
really.
You for having me. I really. Appreciate it.
Do you know some Italian words?
I do. I know a beautiful Italian phrase, a very poetic phrase. Wow. Che cazzo fai?
Usually we learn always the bad words. That's it. Usually.
That's it. But to me it sounds beautiful.
It's perfect. For the Italy, this phrase, it's perfect. Yeah. And how many times have you been in Italy?
I've been to Italy about 100 times, maybe.
Wow, okay.
But you know, the best thing about coming to Italy is the people.
Wow. Yeah,
people are very warm, feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think in America we have a connection to Italian culture.
Yeah.
You know, we're connected to Italian culture through it's something familiar about it. And so it does feel like home.
Yeah. But we love you. Many people in Italy loves you.
Well, I've had an incredible journey in Italy. My brother and I playing shows from back at the Alcatraz to now, and it's been a dream, brother. It's been a dream.
I'm very happy because I'm a big fan of 30 Seconds to Mars.
Thank you, brother.
When I was 20, I went around the city with my car and scream, break me down.
Yeah,
the Kill is one of my favorite songs.
Thanks.
For the good and bad moments.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And what we were just talking about, the Kill in the car, actually.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. It's people are still discovering that song. Young people, whoever. People are discovering it on TikTok, on streaming, on YouTube, or whatever. The song just continues to have a life.
And you
as
life.
Well as a lot of the other old songs, too. So there's a really nice thing that they continue to find people.
Yeah, and thank you for coming back with your music.
You know, it's been 5 years.
5 years. Yeah. It's a long period.
Yeah, 5 years, long period. And it was, we're ready to be back.
Yeah, yeah. And the world of music has changed in these years.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. And that's fun. I mean, we take about 5 years between albums, usually 4 years, 5 years. And the great thing about it is you change so much in that time. So when you write a new album, you have different interests, different tastes, different experiences, and you share those. And ultimately, you know, it's kind of a nice way to ensure that you're always going to do something different.
Yeah, and we play and listen stock everywhere in these days, in radio or around the city. Also, and the video is crazy.
Thanks.
You direct the video.
I directed the
video.
Yeah.
You connect music and art together.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do. You know, I started as an artist, a painter. When I was very young, I wanted to be a visual artist. So I went to art school. I studied figurative painting. I studied photography. I studied film at art school. And, you know, when I make music videos and with music, it's a way to tie all those things together. And the video for Stuck was really, it was a love letter to a group of photographers that really changed my life.
Wow.
Yeah, but I really enjoy being able to direct those videos.
It's great. Your brother is a member, a founder about 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
And where is he now?
My brother is in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He was just in Europe. We played a concert for the BBC Radio 1.
Oh, okay. Well.
And then we did we're not really touring right now, but we did a show in Poland.
Yeah.
There's an artist named Sam Smith who dropped out of a show, so we replaced him at this festival.
Okay.
And we weren't ready to do it, but it was a lot of fun. It was incredible. But he's back in LA preparing for Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Now.
For this summer.
Yeah, in August 2nd.
Yeah, are you exciting for come back on stage with a lot of people in front?
We played Lollapalooza in 2003, and then we played it again in 2007.
Yeah.
So now it's been a very long time since we played, and it'll be nice to return.
Yeah, and this summer you will play at the We Were Young Festival.
Yeah, we'll play We Were Young.
This festival, it's a dream for my generation.
Yeah, it's a fun one to go and play with all the bands from that time period. And then we're playing Austin City Limits, ACL, and then a big one in Mexico. I don't know if it's announced, but Corona Capital.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, it's incredible. I saw that you share on your Instagram the chart of Spotify or Apple Music maybe. What is your relationship with the platform, with the streaming today?
Well, it's great. I mean, it's what an easy way for people to find your music and listen to your music. I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, they can listen to your catalog and, you know, there's a lot to like about it. I mean, I think you got to give people music the quickest and easiest and cheapest way that you can. So those platforms help us reach a lot of people. So I like them.
Okay. Yeah. And because when you start with 30 Seconds to Mars, we start with a compact disc, maybe.
Oh yeah. I mean, even before that, when we started, there were still, it was CDs for sure. But now we make, you know, a lot of vinyl.
Okay.
People love to buy vinyl.
They love the object, the
material. They like to get the actual big artwork. And, you know, for this album, it's actually called, the album is called It's the End of the World.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful day. And I took photographs last year of the sky every day. So I have all these photographs of the sky, and I chose 10 of them and did 10 different album covers. But you know, I see you're collecting a lot of things here. It's the vinyl is meant to be shared as a collection. So you know, to put 10 of them in a row somewhere, it's like a series, and it's quite beautiful to see them all together. And I took them just so, you know, my phone and in moments in Paris or Nevada or California. And it's a quite personal.
Wow.
And I thought represented the sound of the album.
Do you have some collection in your life, in your home?
I do. I like to collect Andy Warhol.
Wow. Okay.
Art.
It's better than my collection.
But it's a bad habit because it's... you know, it's
an expensive habit.
Yeah, I love Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol, I'm obsessed.
And then do you have a place like this in your life, like a basement, like your studio?
You know, I don't, but I would like to build one. You know, in California, I have an old Air Force base.
Okay.
So I have a military compound.
I read.
And it's quite cool.
Yeah.
It's industrial, but it has a lot of potential. But You know, I saw your video game out there, the Galaga, and when I was a kid, I used to love Galaga, and I loved Tron, and I loved even sometimes would play Frogger, which was a little Frogger game. But Missile Command is the game I liked a lot.
It's a classic.
Yeah, I loved the Missile
Command. Now the vintage is cool.
Yeah, I loved that. Maybe I should get some of those for the base. I always wanted to do that in LA. But I would try to, you know, I was very poor.
Okay.
So I would try to get some money somehow, however I could.
Yeah.
And then I would go to the store.
Yeah.
I would ask for quarters, and I would play video games and eat candy.
Okay.
And that's all I wanted to do, is eat candy and play video games. And of course, back then you couldn't even sit down. You had to stand up the whole time. But I remember when Atari came out.
Yeah. Okay.
Too, that was a big one.
It's a great trick. And year is like we work. It's like it's a place like we work.
Yeah.
Your like series inspired me.
Oh, yeah. Like
not the finish, yeah, but first part.
Yeah. Or you have a good community, you have a good vibe. Yeah. That's a really smart thing to do. Yeah. If you make your environment really inspiring, it can be helpful. Make you want to be here more.
Yeah.
Too, right?
When you open your space, can you invite me? I come with you.
Yeah.
I will come.
Exactly.
I don't know other artists like you. Connect music, fashion, movies with success. Who is your reference, if you have?
I don't really have very many references. I mean, there are people that I admire, like David Bowie.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really have that many models. But I've always just followed my own instinct, and I think my secret has been that I love to work.
Wow.
And I work a lot. I'm always just working.
Yeah.
That's the dominant behavior in my life. If one were to study my life and see, how does he get the outcome that he gets, you would just find that it's just work. It's simple.
Because your work is your passion.
Yeah, and it's always.
It's great. And when you won an Oscar, your speech impressed me, because you told about your mother and your father. What did your mother think when you and your brother started with the music?
Well, she was very encouraging.
Yeah.
She was very encouraging for us to do something creative with our lives, which was very brave of her. You know, when you have children, it's probably easy to want them to do something that you think might be safe. But she always encouraged us to follow our creative voices, you know, to follow our creative dreams. And so we owe her a real debt for that encouragement. She also exposed us to a lot of creativity, a lot of art. What are those shoes over there? I've seen those shoes before.
The Nike Mac from Back to the Future, the movie.
Back to the Future.
Marty McFly.
Oh, the Marty McFly. That's great.
Icon. Great. Icon here.
That's so great. Those movies were so great. And what a time period.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's so funny. Back to the Future.
Do you have some... Because I'm a sneakerhead. I'm a sneakerhead, and my passion is the sneakers. One of them. Your passion for the fashion is very cool. I have seen you at the last Met Gala. There was we have a common friend, Alessandro Borghi. Do you know?
Yeah, he's great. You know? Yeah.
He's our friend. He told me about the Met Gala.
Yeah,
We have seen you. Where is now the cat suite?
It's somewhere in a box. Actually, I think it's in China. It's in Macau or something.
Ah, wow.
But yeah, he's great.
He's on tour.
He lives in Rome, right?
Alessandro lives in Rome.
Yeah, he's fantastic. A great actor. Kekatsu Fai.
Ah, you know, he teach
I think so. I think he probably did.
Yeah.
But no, I was watching his show.
Okay.
His TV show too.
Yeah. Great. Probably.
With the blonde hair.
Yeah.
And I was telling him he's always, his character is always upset. He's, yeah. He's always on typical. Fire, right? You know? But he's great. Really good actor. But I, you know, I have, of course, my other Alessandro friend lives in Rome too. Alessandro Michele from Gucci. But yeah, the Met Ball was a blast. The costume, I think it's at a, casino or something. I can't remember, but they wanted it to, I don't know.
Okay, but
someone wanted to borrow it, so I said, okay, you can have, you can take it.
Okay, and the Met Gala is an important event for fashion, for value, and you connect the fashion at the music, but where is what is the outfit that you wear and that you are proud?
I mean, I love the cat costume because it was just an idea that I thought of, and I wanted to bring a smile to people's face.
Okay,
but you know, it's because I like it because it's ridiculous, but it's also creative, and it was done really well. The people that built it were very, they did a great job.
Okay,
I mean, it looks exactly like the real cat. And the process of putting it together, you know, how big should the eyes be? How big should the head be? Should the belly be fat or skinny? Should the cat, all of those little decisions, they fascinate me.
For your tour, for your music tour with 30 Seconds to Mars, do you have some ideas for already for your outfit?
Not for the tour yet, but we'll get to it pretty soon. I mean, we're gonna play Lollapalooza's the first big show coming up. So, but I have to start thinking about it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's better. Do you have some advice for the new generation about music? Because you start in other period, and now everything is fast.
Your
career is very long.
The big issue for young people in music is that it really is just a matter of time before artificial intelligence can write a song that sounds pretty good. You can even write a song that sounds pretty bad if you wanted to. So you're going to have a different type of competition. And what may happen too, because there could be an abundance of artificial intelligence created music that fills up video games or TikTok, it kind of might replace some of the opportunity that's there for new musicians. You may even be interviewing an artificial intelligence celebrity or a musician at some point that maybe some people are behind or control or create. But that's very, that's here now.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting challenge. People may go full circle and then demand, authenticity in some way, that someone actually, or they may appreciate someone that really knows how to play a guitar or that really knows how to sing or that really knows how to, that might become even more valuable. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. But for young people making music, you just have to keep writing. Keep writing. Every day.
My new tattoo tomorrow.
Yeah.
It will be
just keep writing. And just keep making things. Keep making things and sharing them with people. Share them with your friends. Yeah. Get responses. See how they affect people. Are they affecting people in the way that you want them to?
And do you have many tattoos? Every tattoo is about music. Yeah. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, I think so. Pretty much. They're all kind of designs that either me or my brother have made for the band, for the albums. Yeah.
With your brother, the relationship is good, but for create music, sometimes you argue or fight with your brother.
Not anymore. I mean, we can get into a little discomfort sometimes, but we give each other the space and the respect that we both need. And I think we recognize too the value that we bring each other. So we put a lot of effort into creating space so that we can both do what we do best.
Which prefer when came out with your when we came out with your music or with your movies?
I mean, music is very personal for me because I do it with my brother. Yeah. And I've been doing it for longer than I've been making films. It's something that's been a part of my life, and it's a dream that I've had a lot longer than making movies. But music is just more personal.
Yeah, it's your project.
Yeah, it's just me and my brother, and it's always just been me and my brother.
And but the other member of the band maybe sometimes are jealous about your actor career or no?
No, because there's really nobody else to. Really, it's just my brother and I.
Okay.
We're the two parts of 30 Seconds to Mars, and it's like, you know, a family business, and when you go on tour for a long time, you need to take a break.
Yeah. Okay.
So when we take a break, I go make a movie. My brother.
Okay.
He does some other things.
Thank you for everything, Jared. You inspire
brother,
me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We waiting for you for live show maybe in Italy. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We love you.
Thank you, brother.
We waiting for next time.
I will see you soon.
Jared Leto. Thank you very much, bro.
Grazie mille.
Perfect.